Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Aboisai. Sorry, give me a minute. Okay, we are in Chovis Halvavis Shal Yuchud HaMaisa, beginning Perek Hei. The Chovis Halvavis wants to familiarize us a bit with the tactics of the Yetzer Hara, to get us into a fair place in the ring. So let's begin, Perek Hei. I want to now discuss some examples of how the Yetzer Hara operates. Which you can then take from there and apply, you know, you can deduce other examples for yourself that I don't mention. So that people can know to beware. The year levavav shalem lelekim, and indeed keep your focus wholeheartedly on Hashem. K'ma shoma chacham, like Shlomo HaMelech said, Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. I'll give a few examples. The wise men in the audience will hear and add to it. V'hu she'oimah, and that is as follows. Ben Adam. Person, my friend, ra'oi l'chaladas, you should be aware, ki ha'soine ha'godol she'yesh l'cha, the greatest enemy that you have ba'olam, in this world, hu yitzercha, is your yitzer hara. And here already he makes a profound point. Ha'nimsach b'koichos nafshecha, he is blended into your character traits. And he's right there mixing into your moods. You feel something, you think you're feeling, you think it's you. It's really not. There's a foreign body inside you getting involved in your feelings, in your moods, your urges. Hamishtatef imcha behanhogas chushecha hagufnim varuchnim. And he's right there with you in terms of operating your senses, your sensibilities, meaning he's always there influencing the way you feel, the way you're thinking. He's right on top of the deepest, your deepest innermost secrets. Everything that's going on inside you, he's very well aware of, meaning he's busy operating with your weaknesses. And he's right there helping guide everything that you do, from your outer actions to your inner thoughts. He's always there ready to find a way to trip you up. So, there's a hush of a point being made here already that gives us a good, he's providing us with a good, already a certain good tactic in the Milchemes HaYetzer. And that is identifying the foreigner inside you. Meaning, a lot of times, you're facing a struggle. You're facing some sort of struggle. But sometimes the realization of the fact that this actually is not me. It's somebody else who's trying to take advantage of me. You know, like these science fiction stories when someone manages to get into your mind and is playing around with it, and you realize that there's actually an enemy operating against you. If we would think of it in those terms, when we're facing a struggle, that itself could already make it easier to overcome. It's not what I want. It's not me. It's someone else here. It's trying to trip me up.
That's what the criminals say.
What's that?
Criminals sometimes say that in court. I heard someone else, wasn't me.
some force operating inside me. So you know what? He's right. Just we tell the criminal like this. Ravari is saying, criminals make that argument in court. So he's 100% right. We tell the fellow like this. We say, look, you have the opportunity. That's right. Somebody else is operating inside you. You have the opportunity to lock him up yourself. You can't do it. Then we have to do it. Now, if we can't separate you from him, unfortunately, you get locked up along with him. Right? But yeah, 100%. I'll give a couple of anecdotes to this effect about how the Gedolei Olam actually used this as a as an approach. There was a Reb Levi Yitzchok Bar Ditcheva was gonna, that was davening for the Yomud on Leil Yom Kippur. Big chosh of a shul, hundreds of mispalalim. This was when he was still younger. He gets up, he's under the talis, standing at the Yomud, ready to start. They see he's like, there's something going on there. Movement, this, that, murmurs. Something's going on there. Until finally, and they're waiting. He's not starting. Until finally, he took off the talis, put it down on the Amud, and he said, if you're such a tzaddik and also an onav, then you daven for the Amud. And he walked away. He said, what's going on here? He said, I'm about to get up and I'm ready to daven for the Amud. And the Yitzhak comes to me and says, wow, Levi Yitzchok, look how chashuv you are. You're the Baal Tefillah for such a big chashuv ha'olam. Look how chashuv you are. So I said to him, get out of here. You're putting gaiva into my head. Now, Leil Yom Kippur, I'm about to start Kol Nidre. He said, good, good. You're also an Anov. See that? You don't want to be called gaiva. So I said to him, you know what? You're an Anov and you're also such a tzaddik. So you're daven for the Amud. There's a point here. It's a cute story, but there's a point here. This is a tactic, right? You actually engage in a give and take. You say, wait a minute, what do you want? What do you want me to do? If you actually say that verbally or mentally, what is it you want me to do? You're really bringing home to yourself that this is not me. There's a struggle going on. I'm having an interaction with somebody else. I tell you, but the Chafetz Chaim also. Chafetz Chaim related to it this way. The Chafetz Chaim, he related that one morning he woke up early in the morning, his usual time to get up. Cold Polish, Russian morning. And he said, the Yetzer Hara came to me and told me, Yisrael Meir, you can use your sleep. You're an old man. If you get up in another couple of hours, Nishkefelach. So I said to the Yetzer Hara, look, you're older than me and you're already up and on the job. So if you're already up and on the job, I can get up too. This is just another story that I just actually saw. So again, it's the same idea. It's not just cute. It's a tactic. A psychological tactic. And I just saw recently a story about Rebbetzin Sternbuch, Aleihem Shalom, Rebbe Moshe Sternbuch's wife. when he published a sefer. Now, of course, the content of the sefer he produced, but his wife did all the work in terms of the editing and the proofreading and putting it all down and the layout, the whole process his wife did. Meaning he, wrote up his chidushim, wrote up his thoughts, whatever it is. And then she took it and made it into a sefer, and she was involved in the business angle of it, in the marketing, whatever it is. Okay. Now, some soicher who, I guess she was a good businesswoman, and Reb Moshe Sternbuch wasn't in on the business side of things. And this person decided he's going to circumvent the Rebbe, and he came to Reb Moshe Sternbuch and he said, you know what? There's so much, the sefer can sell so much better if we'd lower the price a little bit. Let's lower the price and it'll sell much more. It'll take off much more. So Reb Moshe Sternbuch said, okay, look at face value. Okay, fine. We sell the price, sign the contract, whatever. Rebbetzin came, she heard about it. She was very upset. Like she was handling the business here. This person had basically gone around to her and she was very upset. It hurt. But then she said to herself, Lamaisa, this is what my husband agreed to. Lamaisa, this is what my husband agreed to. Hi, she's been challenged with, I don't want to go along with this, et cetera, et cetera. So the way it's reported is that they saw her actually, she opened the door of the house. She opened the door of the house and she yelled, Yetzirah Arois. Yetzirah, get out of here. Yetzirah, get out of here. And then she slammed the door. And then she went ahead with the deal as her husband had laid it down. So, the Chavetz Chaim is alerting us to this. Sometimes you might feel a certain urge, a certain temptation, and you want to be aware of the fact that this is actually not you. You want to be able to remind yourself, Bishas Maisa, I don't want this. I'm above this. I'm being tempted right now. No, not me. Not me. There's somebody else who managed to get into my mind, into my brain, into my feelings, was actually working against me. So that's number one. Now the Chavis Halvavis continues. V'ata yoshen loy v'hu er lecha. Ata mis'ale mimenu v'hu einay mis'ale mimcha. You might be sleeping in your struggle with him. You might fall asleep in the boxing ring. But he doesn't. He is always alert. You might lose track of him. You might not pay attention to him, but he is always focused on you. And here, the Chavis Halvavis is making another point that it's important to realize. The realization that there is never such a thing as being on autopilot. Being on, right now, Baruch Hashem, everything is good. If a person isn't aware of his current spiritual struggles, that means that he's spiritually numb. That means that he's just not aware enough of himself. If a person is conscious at this point that the Chavis Halvavis is making, you talk to a conscientious growing person, you should always be able to tell you at any given time, what are the things that I'm working with now? What are the areas that I need to improve now? What are the struggles I need to be busy with now? If a person says, no, everything is fine, Baruch Hashem, you know, the Yetzirah hasn't been starting up with me for a long time already, that means that he has you charmed, he has you under a spell, and he's in control. So now, so it's about being alert. Now, lavash lecha bigdei hayedidus, ve'ada adei ha'ava lecha. He wears clothing of friendship. Ve'nichnas bichlal ne'amonecha v'anshe asascha usgul hazayavecha. This enemy of yours has actually made it into your close circle of advisors and best friends. He is only out there for your good. The things that he's trying to get you to do, he comes and says, I'm trying to help you out here. You can't let so-and-so trample your pride like that. You can't let so-and-so take advantage of you, right? Etc. He's always there fighting for you. Fighting for you. But actually, what he's doing is, with that argument of, you can't let so-and-so take advantage of you. You don't have to let people take advantage of you. But sometimes when it comes to, you know, you can't take that sitting down. You have to respond. What are you, a doormat? So he's presenting himself as a friend. He's out there for your interests. Doesn't want you to be trampled like a doormat, right? But actually what he's doing with those very arguments is, he is busy shooting poisoned arrows at you. He's trying to get you out of the Eretz HaChaim, Olam Haba. It doesn't have to be in an absolute way. We're not talking about, he's not trying to get you to become not from overnight. But get out of Olam Haba can also mean get out of the place that you're actually worthy of. Get out of the place where you actually are today. He would like to pull you down a bit. If he can get you down two notches, that's also a success on his part. What's that? Oh, that's right. She's a good example. That's right. That's right. Okay. So now, he actually gets into some of the arguments that the Yetzer Hara will make. One of his main attacks is b'matzpun inyancha, and your innermost affairs, sheyishtadel lisapek olecha amitascha, He will always be trying to shake the truths that you've already established, or the shabesh mashen isbar lecha, to shake the convictions that you already had. Okay, we spoke about this the other day. I have to elaborate again, Bli Neder, but we'll stop here for today, for this week. Guten Shabbos. Bring to you.
Thank you, Rabbi.